Lesson number 3. Congratulations. You are now an ex-smoker. Should you have forgotten to throw away your cigarettes last night, do that now. Immediately. Do not save them just in case. This is playing a game with yourself, and you do not want to do that. During this past week, by doing exercise number 1 at least twice a day, you have retrained your subconscious so that you no longer need cigarettes on that level. This does not mean that you will stop thinking about cigarettes immediately, because you will still be involved in situational habit areas that will remind you of cigarettes. And by thinking about cigarettes, you can create a desire for them. So in this session, we are going to show you how to handle conscious desires, and we are also going to show you how to release tension. Let's take the tension idea first. You have used cigarettes as a tension reduction mechanism. Others who don't smoke may use other props, such as some people overeat to reduce tension, other people go for a drive, some people go for walks or talk excessively, or drink, or, well, we could go on and on with all the different props that are used to reduce tension. I call them props because, in fact, they do not reduce tension. If anything, they create tension. For you see, cigarettes have no way of reducing tension physically. They are what we call a false stimulant. They produce tension. A person who overeats is producing tension because they're putting their body into motion to digest the food, and they are worrying about gaining weight. A person who goes for a drive produces tension because, well, where can you drive today without having the possibility of the car breaking down or a traffic accident? So what is it that is reducing the tension, since it's not the prop? Actually, it's what the individual is doing. And the individual does the same thing no matter what prop it is and no matter who he is. The person is reducing tension by simply taking a deep breath and imagining that the prop is going to help him relax. He uses the prop so that he doesn't have to take responsibility for himself. Let's take a look at the props and see what I mean. With a cigarette, what would you do? You would light up, take that first big puff, and as you blew it out, you'd think, ha, that's what I needed. It was not the chemical that was reducing the tension. It was your taking the deep breath and imagining that you were now going to relax. With overeating, what does a person do? Well, they breathe in deeply the aroma of the food and think, ah, that smells good. Boy, once I get some food in me, I'll feel better. The deep breath and the imagination, no matter what prop we use. The deep breath and the imagination. Why do we need both? The deep breath relieves physiological tension. It does it automatically. We see this with a woman who is in labor. The nurse stands beside her and says, take a deep breath. This is to relax the muscles. But today we have more than physiological tension. We have emotional tension. And this has to be released through the imagination. For you see, it's the imagination that creates the emotional tension in the first place. What you imagine to be stressful is upsetting. What you imagine not to be stressful is not upsetting. This is why two people can do pretty much the same thing, with one becoming upset and the other one staying relaxed. Such as getting up early in the morning. One person can get up and enjoy it. He can imagine how wonderful it is to be able to spend a little quiet time before he has to go to work. He can imagine how wonderful it is to see the sunrise. He is imagining happy, relaxing, enjoyable situations. Thus, he is not producing tension. Whereas another person, as soon as the alarm goes off, can start imagining how miserable it is to get up in the morning, how much nicer it is to stay in bed and sleep. He can start imagining how he has to go to work and all the problems he is going to have. He is producing tension. What you imagine is what creates tension, and it's the imagination that reduces tension. So what I want you to start doing now is putting these two techniques to work to relieve your everyday tension. You are to start taking a deep breath, pausing at the top of the breath, and as you pause, picture yourself sitting where you normally do the exercise. As you exhale, maintain that picture for the couple of seconds it takes to exhale. Allow yourself to imagine the feeling that you have when you're completely relaxed at the count of 0. Now, this only takes a few seconds, and it can be done no matter where you are. It makes no difference because you do not have to close your eyes, and you will be able to let that tension ease off. Now, let me go through that again. Take a deep breath, pause, picture yourself doing the exercise, and as you exhale, imagine the relaxed sensation that you have at the count of zero while maintaining that picture. It will take some practice, but within a short time, you'll find that you are releasing tension and feeling so much better throughout the day. There's one thing about tension, however, and that is that there are a lot of times that you're producing it without actually realizing it. So I want you to take a deep breath and imagine yourself relaxed a number of times an hour, not a day, but an hour. And you can tell how many times you should do this by the number of cigarettes you used to smoke. If you were smoking one pack a day, you should do this at least twice an hour. If you smoked two packs a day, you should do it four times an hour. Three packs, six times an hour, and so forth. It's important that you make sure that you relieve tension this way. By this, I mean that you will have to consciously make an effort to make sure that you do it. Don't wait until you start feeling the tension. Continue to take the deep breaths and imagining yourself relaxed a number of times an hour. It will be put in as part of your exercise, and you will find that your subconscious will be taking over in about 3 weeks, and you'll be doing it without thinking about it. But until then, make sure that you do it. Now let's take a look at thinking about cigarettes. You can create a desire for almost anything if you think about it long enough. So I'm going to show you a simple technique on how to block this thought from your mind. You can use this technique for almost any thought. However, we will discuss it primarily in regard to cigarettes. First of all, realize that you are going to think about cigarettes, for a while anyway. Situational habit areas will remind you of them. Now, the first thing to do is to realize that by thinking about cigarettes does not mean that you have to have them. Do not get upset because you think about them. However, this does not mean that you are to titillate yourself with the thought. In other words, if you are sitting having cocktails at a party, you are not to be thinking, I normally would have had a cigarette at this time. Look at all those other lucky people sitting there with cigarettes. They're enjoying them. Why can't I? This is playing games with yourself. However, this does not mean that you are to fight with the thought and try to push it away. You know that when you try to force a thought out of your mind, you hold on to it more strongly. So you are to do the following things. First, when cigarettes come into your mind, you are to think to yourself, I don't need them. By this, you're mentally stepping away from the thought. You're not trying to push it away from you. And if you do not enter into a fight with it, it cannot beat you. Then, take a deep breath. As you take the breath, pause. Picture yourself doing the exercise, and as you exhale, imagine the sensation that you have at the count of zero. You will find that by concentrating on this picture and feeling, your thought about a cigarette will be blocked off. You do this now without realizing it. You know, when you're speaking to somebody and you pause in the middle of a sentence and very quickly think of something that has nothing to do with what you're saying, then you go back to finish your sentence and you have completely forgotten what you were going to say. You didn't think you had control over this blocking process, but you do, and you can use this technique to your advantage. As a side effect, besides blocking off the original thought, a deep breath and using the imagination relieves tension. So this helps too. Now let me repeat that you are to take a deep breath, pause, imagine yourself sitting doing the exercise, and as you exhale, let yourself feel the relaxed sensation that you have at the count of zero a number of times an hour. Whether or not you feel tension, and whether or not you're thinking about a cigarette. And you are to do it specifically when you feel tension, and specifically when you think about a cigarette. Besides these new techniques, you are now going to change your mental exercise to that of being an ex-smoker. You are to start doing mental exercise number two. Do it at least twice a day. Now do exercise number two.